The most important person in the whole wide world is you, and you hardly even know you. The most important person in the whole wide world is you. Come on, we'll show you. To find out more about the things you feel and do, 'cause you're the most important person in the world to you.
Hello, 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 and welcome to One for All is Love with Sonia Spirit. And today is a beautiful sunny November 22nd, 2020. So it is a one energy day or 10 energy day. I've had some thoughts about numbers recently. Anyway, today's topic is energy centers, polarity, and the middle path. And let me just say this. Let me start off by saying this. You know, I come up with these topics, the energy flows to me, and I come up with these topics, and then I create the show. And then, of course, as I began digging into the research of these topics, there is no way I'm going to cover all of this in 1 hour. So, but what we, I'll certainly touch on all three, but the primary focus will be probably energy centers and polarity at this point. Okay, so energy centers, polarity, and the middle path. There are different systems. Okay, they are different. Spiritual systems, so to speak, or philosophical systems, or processes, however you want to describe it, that involves energy centers, internal energy centers. So when I'm talking about energy centers, I'm talking about our energy within us, okay? And this shouldn't be, you know, something difficult to grasp, because the physical body is made up of all kinds of various systems that work together, you know, for the resulting product of you. So as far as energy centers are concerned, this is, you know, it shouldn't be something difficult to grasp is what I'm saying. Now, there are various energy systems, so to speak. So, for example, like Reiki and chakra. Reiki uses the chakra energy system, so to speak. So you have the with Reiki, you have seven chakras or seven energy centers. You know, it starts at the root chakra, which is basically at the so there are seven chakras, okay, within the chakra system, okay, and this is a part of well, this is often Reiki users use the chakra system. Now, they're not dependent on each other. But anyway, so the root chakra, of course, is at the end of the spine, the base of the spine, and it is the energy where the connection to the earth is, a grounding, the presence, a self-preservation, the physical reality. Okay, and then and it's also associated with the color red. All right, so the color red, the element is earth, and then I mean you can find all kinds of things, but when the root chakra is, now when it's in balance, it's all about connection to the energy of the earth, about grounding, presence, feeling safe in physical reality, self-preservation. When it is out of balance, it's more insecurity, fear, and anger. Okay, and then the sixth chakra is the sacral chakra, or I'll say the second chakra. I'm just reading it a different way, but the second chakra would be the sacral chakra, which is right just below the navel area. It includes like the sexual organs, and it represents the color is yellow. I'm sorry, the color is orange. Please forgive me. So with the root chakra is red. With the sacral chakra, the color is orange. Like it represents creativity, sexuality, freedom, joy, playfulness. When this chakra is out of balance, there are sexual problems, creative blocks, addiction, and guilt. So these are things that you kind of, those are the things that you kind of need to contemplate when you think about the energy centers. The colors are important when you want to invoke that energy, so to speak, if that's the type of energy that you want to attract to you that day. And of course, now the colors, of course, you know, is representative of that, but it's also representative of other things. So you have to make your intentions known. The imbalance is what's interesting, because as you meditate on each chakra, think about, you know, or feel, see if you can feel whether or not there is an imbalance present. Oftentimes, depending on what type of person you are, you may be able to feel the imbalance, or you may be maybe the thought of the imbalance, that energy is attracted to your mind so that you actually contemplate on that. So those are the things that you want to keep in mind. And the element of the sacral chakra is water. Okay, the third chakra is solar plexus chakra. Its color is yellow. Okay, its color is yellow. It represents the element of fire. And it, as far as quality, it represents personal power, inner strength, confidence, balanced emotions. So now the solar plexus chakra is above the belly button. So it's between the breastbone and the navel. Okay, so it's above the belly button. So it's that area. We often think of it as maybe like the stomach or the abdomen, but that section above the navel. Okay, and then, of course, when the solar plexus is out of balance, fear, shame, anger, overpowering. So that's where those energies reside. Okay, and fear you can often feel because when it's a intuitive fear or an instinctual fear, you generally feel it in your solar plexus. That's why we call it a gut instinct. Okay, so that's how that works. Number four, the heart chakra. Of course, its element is air. Well, I don't want to say of course. Its element is air. Its color is green or pink. Okay. The heart chakra represents, when it is in balance, it represents love, relationships, the ability to receive love, self-love, compassion. That's what it represents. When it is out of balance, it is closed to meeting new people. It wants to isolate itself or oneself, sadness, grief, and attachment. Okay, now, interesting, attachment is an imbalance for the heart. Okay, it's an imbalance. Attachment is an imbalance. So be mindful of that, because the reason I say be mindful of that, because I often talk about possessing things, hoarding things, owning things. Those are attachments, folks. You know, those are attachments. You know, it's okay to enjoy something, but when it goes away, when it dissipates, when it dies, when it reaches the end of its life cycle, that's why an attachment is an imbalance, because we try to hold on to things past its natural state. Whether it is people or things, you know, I know no one wants to hear about this, but, I often talk about it's not natural to own land. It is supposed to be enjoyed, appreciated, cared for, cultivated, but not possessed and manipulated so that no one else can enjoy it, that you're the only one to enjoy it. So that's what you have to, this is what you want to ruminate on or meditate on, okay, is these words that are associated with these energy centers, because, you know, I talk about these things, but I generally talk about them, you know, related to other things, but they all work together. There's a wholeness about them. Okay, let's continue. Five, the throat chakra. Okay, the throat chakra is, well, of course, is located at the throat. And the color is blue. And let's see, it represents clear, honest, and loving communication, okay, being able to communicate your deepest feelings. Ultimately, it represents communication. You know, how it that power is wielded is another story. When the throat chakra is out of balance, you keep your feelings inside, lying, harsh language, yelling. So it's, you know, so keeping your feelings inside when you should express them, okay? You know, because when you hold stuff inside, now, and this is where discrimination and discernment comes in, which, of course, is a different energy system, but because there is a time for silence and being still and resisting a knee-jerk response or reaction, okay? And keeping your feelings inside. There's a difference between the two. And if you're unfamiliar with it, or, you know, if it's, you know, if you're ignorant to it, not being derogatory, but if you're ignorant to it, that's something else that you would need to meditate on. Okay. Look, I'm not giving you a clear path here or clear instructions on how to do this and how to do that, because everyone's path is different, okay? But what I'm making you aware of are things that we all need to work on, regardless of which system or which language we use, okay? You know, the point of this is to discuss that we do house energy system, okay? And we not only do we house it, we have the authority over our own energy system only if we don't know it, if we're ignorant of it. Of course, that means that it is possible that it's being manipulated by another. Okay, good, bad, indifferent. It just is. But this is not a scare tactic. So, okay, getting back to the throat chakra. Oh, yeah, so I mentioned it represents, you know, communication, and the highest and best use of communication. So, you know, you're not supposed to express everything that pops in your head should not pop out your mouth. How about that? Okay, let's continue. Number six, the third eye chakra. Okay, also known as the pineal or pineal chakra, which is in relation to the pineal or pineal gland, which is all a part. Now, that's a part of a different energy system, which is Kundalini energy. Okay, and that's a spinal fluid, a cerebral spinal fluid that flows from the claustrum in your mind, brain, skull, whatever. Down your spinal canal to the base of your spinal canal, and it flows back upwards to the claustrum. And when it's done correctly, you're of course able to reach oneness with the absolute or the superconscious. Okay, because the absolute is really it's above anything that. Yeah, anyway, we'll leave it at that. So the third eye chakra, of course, it's like I said, it's the pineal pineal gland or the pineal pineal chakra. And it is our connection to our higher self. It's the ability to know oneself on a soul level, intuition, okay? Its color is indigo, okay, or dark blue. And its element is spirit. Okay, when it is imbalanced, out of balance, it is feeling scattered, lost, confused, overanalyzing. Okay, so you can either feel scattered or you can be so focused, overanalyzing, you're overthinking, you're overprocessing. Okay, people say it all the time, you're trying too hard. And that's from holding on too tight. You know, we're fearful of losing something, so we hold on tighter as to not let it go. But what that actually does, of course, that creates an imbalance, because you have to let go. You have to let go. It's all about enjoyment and appreciation, not possessing and owning and having, but experiencing. Okay? And that's what it is at the third eye chakra level. When you're overanalyzing, you're overthinking, you're overdoing, you're not appreciating and enjoying and just allowing it to be it. It is what it is. Okay. All right. And then the seventh chakra of the chakra system is the crown chakra, our connection to God, the universe, or spirit, the open mind, open to connecting and hearing the messages of the universe has to share. It is the oneness. Okay. The oneness. So whereas the sixth chakra I mentioned, spirit, is more of a soul spirit, an individuated spirit. The crown chakra is it's the oneness. Okay, so you're a part of the superconscious. Okay, the color is violet, and once again, the element is spirit, but it's the unindividuated spirit. Okay, it's oneness, the connection to the source. The source energy, the absolute. When our crown chakra is out of balance, we are closed-minded. Let that sink in. When our crown chakra is out of balance, we are closed-minded. We are spiritually disconnected. We are separated from abundance and existence. Give it to me now. Okay, so that's one energy system. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. There's plenty of information out there. There's plenty of shows on the Heart Over Ego channel, okay, that discusses chakra energy, that talks about chakra energies, that gets into a lot more detail. There are even, I think, like offerings or tutorials from some of the programs over Heart Over Ego Radio here. So that my show is not that show, okay? What I'm telling you is that whichever energy system that you pick, know it inside and out, okay? And embody it, because that is basically how you are going to heal yourself. Embody that system, okay? So I do want to talk about, a couple other systems, energy systems. I don't really know a whole lot of detail about the yin yang, like the that's used for Chinese medicine, the 12 meridian energy centers. Okay, that is. I was just doing a little bit of research on that. Now that's interesting because it does talk about different body parts, so there's like 12 meridians or energy centers that includes the lung, large intestine, stomach, spleen / pancreas, heart, small intestine, bladder, kidney, heart governor, triple heater, gallbladder, and liver. So, and this is more medicinal, but it does, all of it is medicinal because we're talking about healing. So it discusses the ki or chi energy and how one heals using the meridian energy flow or meridian centers and what those are connected with. Now, this energy center is probably more so focused on a spirit, physical nature, if there are issues with different parts of your body, then it tells you or it can help guide you in how to heal those aspects of your being. But it also, of course, connects it to spiritual energy. So that's another aspect. And then let's see, energy healing. So we talked about meridians. We talked about a Reiki or chakra, and Reiki, of course, is just allowing, is receiving or channeling, for lack of a better word, but just basically receiving, not necessarily channeling, because we have, you know, we have divine energy within ourselves. But in Reiki, we don't use our own personal divine energy. We open ourselves up through our crown chakra to receive divine energy and use it all throughout, you know, in conjunction with our, you know, our energy to direct. Our energy just kind of directs it. But the healing energy, the flowing, the harmonious energy that repairs and reconciles is basically channeled through the Reiki practitioner. Okay. And then, of course, there is Kabbalah with the Tree of Life, and it has 10 sephiroths. And each of those sephiroths are energy centers, okay? So there are 10 energy centers on the Tree of Life in Kabbalah. And so those energy centers I'm a little bit familiar with, like I'm a little bit familiar with the chakra system. So you have at the top of your head, you have Keter, and it is considered the crown. It is at the crown or the top of your head, kind of same as like the crown chakra. It is oneness. It is attainment. This is what it represents. Completion of the great work. I am. Its color is white. And its vice is basically atheism, you know, so it's virtue is oneness, attainment, but its vice is atheism. The second one is, and now if you're not familiar, you can always Google the Tree of Life. There is, you know, representation. I won't get into that. I'm just going through the energy centers. So number two is Chokhmah. Its title is wisdom. Its attributes are, or representation of devotion. And of course, its vice is misused power. It is the essence of being, and its color is silver and gray. Bina is number three energy center. It is, its title is understanding. Its virtue is silence, and its vice is avarice or greed. It is the God of gods, and its color is black and or indigo. Then we have He Said, number four, and it is, its title is mercy. Its virtue is obedience. Its vice is bigotry, gluttony, hypocrisy, and tyranny. Okay. Of course, mercy is compassion and forgiveness. It is God, the creator. Its color is blue. Number five, the fifth energy center is Gabora. It is, its title is judgment, severity, strength, justice. Its virtues is moving energy and courage as in discipline. Its vices are cruelty and destruction. It is God the potent, and its color is red. All right, number six is Tiphereth or Tiphereth. And its title is beauty, harmony, Christ consciousness, okay, heart energy. Its virtue is devotion to the great work, which is what? The same as Keter, the crown sephiroth. It is the crown sephiroth is the completion of the great work, and number six, Tiphereth, is devotion to the great work. And of course, if you are familiar with the Tree of Life, you realize that Tiphereth has a direct connection to Keter, so that makes a lot of sense. And Tiphereth is also the sun. In terms of Christianity, or biblically speaking, Tiphereth is the Christ consciousness, or represents Jesus, Christ consciousness, the love, okay, unconditional love, the godly love, that perfect love that we aspire to, that frequency that we're trying to raise our vibration to, that love, okay. Yes, its virtue is devotion to the great work, which leads to the completion of the great work in Keter. And its vice is pride. Give it to me now. Once again, what is its vice? Pride. What is pride? We've had this conversation, family. Pride is the opposite of insecurity. It's overcompensation. It's overcompensation. There is a lack of faith and, you know, and security. Because you're bolstering about what you have, what you've done, what you've accomplished. Me, 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 me. And it's not about, and at Tiferet, it's about unconditional love. It's about, at this point, you know that what the energy that you send out returns to you. Okay? So, there, you know, pride, like I said, pride, it's an insecurity, period. Okay? It is an insecurity. You know, there's something about yourself that you are not comfortable with, and you feel like you have to overcompensate. You know, and I've said this before, not to pick on anyone, but people with those bumper stickers, my child is a honor roll student, you know. It's like saying, advertising, I'm a decent human being. Okay, whoop, big whoop. Anyway, so yeah, pride, just know that, okay. Pride is the vice of Tiferet, which is beauty, harmony, Christ consciousness. So when you talk about being of Christ mind and nature, there is no place for pride of any kind, not even to be a proud Christian. It's oxymoronic. A proud spiritual being, it's oxymoronic. Yes, I am harboring here for a little while because I think it's important. Because that's what these podcasts and daily doses is all about, getting it together. We have, because we're responsible for cleansing our own energy system, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I am talking about energy systems. And maybe I should have said that at the beginning of the show. But I just jump right in. But yes, that is what this is all about. Cleansing your energy systems, unblocking and balancing your energy system. So we're talking about unblocking, cleansing, and then balancing and anointing our energy systems and our energy aspects. So that the balancing part is what's really important, because then what happens is this energy works its way through the system. And when it comes to the end where it actually produces a outcome, whether it's an experience or something tangible, whether it's tangible or intangible, it'll be the correct experience. Because all of the systems, the energy that it went through was in balance. Once again, God will help us, but we have to help ourselves. Okay. So once again, Tiferet is God the beautiful, God the strong. The color is yellow. Okay. It is the sun, the S-U-N, with all of its rays of bright light that showers everything in nature to help it grow, okay? And also the S-O-N. It is, well, for those that, it is Jesus the Christ or Christ consciousness, okay? It is Buddha, okay? So it's any sun that represents Christ consciousness or Tiferet, the energy center, you know, which represents beauty and harmony. Okay. And it's also the place of the spiritual or divine wedding or marriage, because it is the link between man and God, or man with God, takes place in Tiferet. Okay. All right. So next, number 7, Netzach. Well, before we move on to number 7, I think it's time for our commercial. I don't want to be rude here. So we have our new commercial. So I will be back in 60 seconds, and then we will pick up on number 7, Netzach.
Welcome to Heart Over Ego Radio, a collection of podcasts designed to enhance your spiritual journey. Join us on Mondays with the Alchemy Sisters and Creating Heaven on Earth. Tuesdays, Star Medicine Podcast and KT Talk Show. Wednesdays, Political Star Talk. Thursdays, the Optimistic Wellness Podcast. Fridays, Turn Yourself In, Self-Mastery for the Intuitive Sensitive Empath, and The Witching Hour, as well as Horror Magic, a show designed to heal stigma around sexuality. Saturdays, Seen and Heard, a podcast about abuse, and Shining the Light on Sex Trafficking. And Sundays, Gather Round for One for All Is Love with Sonia Spirit. We are Heart Over Ego Radio. Find us on any podcast app, Facebook and Instagram. Search Heart Over Ego Radio.
All right, I am back, Sonia Spirit. And all those wonderful shows over Heart Over Ego Radio, take advantage. If you are on your spiritual path, if you are doing your personal healing and growth, take advantage of all of those shows that are available. Peruse them. See what interests you, what applies, what resonates, and jump in. Okay, let's get speaking of jumping, let's jump back on the tree. We're going to pick up at number 7, Netzach, which is the title is Victory, Eternity. So it's emotional and also body. Okay. And its virtue is unselfishness, and its vice is lust, misused sex, and unchastity. Okay. So let's bear that in mind. It is the Lord God of hosts, and its color is emerald green. It is also the authority over feelings. Whereas Tiferet is the authority over heart energy, so to speak. And Gomorrah is the authority over will. Hesed is the authority over love. Bina over spirit. Chokmah over spiritual will and purpose. Oh, Bina is also spiritual love and awareness. And then Keter is, of course, of self. Number 8 is Hod, which is the authority over thought. Its title is Splendor, Glory, Flashing Speed, Brilliant Boats of Lightning, Mind. All right, Hod is exciting over there because it's the authority over thought. So when, of course, its virtue is truthfulness. Its vice is criticism, dishonesty, and falsehood. Its color is orange. It is the god of hosts. Okay. Number 9 of the 10 energy centers is Yesod, the foundation or foundation of the tree, independence, individualism. It is the authority over subconscious. Its virtues are independence and individualism. Its vices is idleness. Idleness, as in laziness and avoidance of activity, that type of idleness, just expounding on idleness. It is considered the omnipotent, the almighty living God, and its color is a violet. And then the last of the energy centers, number 10, Malkuth. It is the authority over the body and sensation, so the five senses, okay? And the physical body and the five senses. And Malkuth is titled the Kingdom, Earth, Final Daughter of the Marriage of Newt and Hadit. Virtues is diagnosis and discrimination, okay? To be of a discriminating mind. Vice is avarice, once again, greed. So avarice was also the vice of of Bina, number 3, okay? So it pops up again. So it was at number 3, and then it pops up again in number 10. So clearly, that's something that has to, you would think needs particular attention paying to it. If you are greedy, and I'll touch on that a little bit. So other vices are greed, inertia, being a tendency to do nothing or to remain unchanged. So it is similar to idleness. Idleness it's actually, idleness is actually more active, because you are, it's a laziness. It's a choosing not to do anything. All of it is a choice, but you know, it's a more active or persistence of a non-activity, so to speak. You know, laziness or avoidance of activity, whereas inertia is more of a tendency to do nothing or to remain unchanged. Like I said, they're very close, very close. And with Malkuth, it's the Lord King and God. And the colors are citrine, which is yellow, a citrine, which is yellow, olive, green, russet is a brownish red, and then a black. Okay, so now with these energy centers, they have virtues and vices, okay? And when you meditate on them, because this is what the name of the game, regardless of the energy center or energy system, regardless of the energy system that you use or becoming familiar with, whatever, just know what the energy centers are, what they represent, and you want to meditate on it. Now, I have a couple of meditations. There's just one that cleanses, you know, my seven chakra systems. You know, I listen to some recording on YouTube, which, you know, cleanses. And I just, you know, not the words, just the music and the colors. And I allow and meditating on basically that, unblocking, clearing, cleansing, balancing, anointing, you know, each chakra, and that energy center. And then of course with the Sephiroth, when I meditate on them, it's usually one at a time. Now with the chakras, you know, I have a 21 minute piece that I listen to that cleanse like each chakra in 3 minutes, you know. And then I also have some very long ones too, in which I just like to take my time and just allow, you know, my whole body to just relax and fall off into another world, so to speak, mentally speaking, emotionally speaking, that type of thing. But with the Kabbalah energy centers, I usually just focus on one Sephiroth at a time. And I generally start from the bottom and work my way up. So from Malkuth up to Kether. And then you can turn around and go back and do Kether. I mean, not really go back, but then from there you can continue and to make a to close the circuit, go from Kether to Malkuth. So from Malkuth to Kether is an invocation, because you're moving inward and upward, okay? And from Kether to Malkuth is more of an evocation, because you're moving from like spiritual to physical, okay? So downward and outward. All right. So generally, I just meditate on either one a day or one a week. Usually it's like one a week, and that's just because it's part of my studies. But you, when you meditate on it, you know, I say it all the time, it's attract, receive, integrate, and express. So integrate is embodying, okay, feeling the energy, drawing it to you. So you want to, you know, think about you want to think about the virtues. So with Malkuth, if you starting at the, you know, because Malkuth, now that energy center, I didn't even talk about where they were located. My apologies. I did that with the chakras, but I didn't do that with the Sephiroth. With Malkuth, it's located at your feet. Yesod is located at the base of the spine, the same place as the root chakra. Hod is it's the hip. It is the right hip. Okay. Netzach is the left hip. Tiferet is the heart center, the heart energy, your heart. Gabora is the right shoulder. He said is the left shoulder. Bina is the right ear. Hokma is the left ear. And Keter, of course, is the crown, the same as the crown chakra. Okay. All right, so now you got where it's all located. Now, with Malkuth, it represents the earth. And so that's why you have it at your feet, called the kingdom, because it's the final product. It's the as below. It's the result of the spiritual energy flow, which is what this is all about, the energy flow. So the spiritual energy flow. And so what we want to do is the virtue is diagnosis and discrimination. So, you know, are you any good at that? You know, are you confident in your decision making? And that's it's there for a reason. That's a great place to start. And to be quite honest, if you are not, that is okay too. Why is that okay? Because in my opinion, that's where faith comes in. Okay? If you don't trust your own judgment, if you're not comfortable with your own judgment, now, and I'm a very confident person, so when I tell you, listen, there are things you don't know if something is, you may not always know. And you may, but for me, especially when I was starting out, I didn't know what to trust, you know? So when something happened, is that supposed to happen? Am I supposed to have this experience? Is this a test? You know, there was always all these questions, and I'm like, this, I can't go through this. This is not healthy, you know, all of this second guessing and indecision. So I'm like, well, how do I get past this? You know, because it's hard to develop diagnosis and discrimination when you don't trust anything around you, okay? Not even the messaging that you're receiving. So, and for me, that's where faith and harmony came into play. Not that I was at that level, but that's what I was going to be armed with. That's what I wanted. Those were the energies that I wanted to attract, receive, embody, or integrate, and express. Because, listen, that's part of building. You know, I talk about we behave in certain ways because of ignorance and insecurity. And, of course, second-guessing, doubting, that's insecurity. You know, that's a lack of confidence, a lack of knowing. So to start building up those energies, these are things that you have to focus on. Now, polarity, let me just jump in here with polarity. So for all of these energy centers, we talk about the vice, we talk about the virtues and the vice, or with the chakras, when it's imbalance, what you can expect. Well, balance and polarity go hand in hand. Polarity is one extreme or the other, okay? And even too much of a good thing is not good. We've had that conversation, and a good example is water. You know, for an entity that is made up of majority of water, you know, depending on how old you are, it's anywhere from 50 to 100%, but you're born into this world, you know, at 100% water. But even too much water, okay, too much water at any one time, it will kill you, okay? So it's about balance, okay? And because polarity takes place because we are humans, okay? We are individuated spirits. So when you think of universal laws, the first three, you got the mind is all, the second one correspondence, the third one is vibration. Well, polarity begins at number four, because that's where spirit becomes human, okay, or so to speak, we'll just leave it at that. And so, because of course polarity is also is present at that level, because human, of course, is made up of male and female energies. Okay, so there's already the duality aspect or component to man. And so there is the duality, and then there is and in that duality, there is some polarity, which means we can swing one way or another. That's part of rhythm. So universal law number 5. But we don't want to swing from one end to another. However, you can control. So from universal law number 4, polarity, number 5, rhythm, number 6, cause and effect, and number 7, gender. Those laws are mutable, which means they can be manipulated or transformed on a individuated level. Okay. Whereas the first 3 are immutable by man. Man cannot manipulate those in any way. Man cannot change the law that 1, mind is all, that 2, there is correspondence between all energies, as above, so below, okay? And 3, that everything moves. Man has no authority over those first 3 laws. Now, the bottom 4, not that he has authority, he or she has authority, but he or she is capable of manipulating these energies, okay? And I don't mean that when I say manipulate, don't think of negative. It just, you know, now for a long time, there, you know, people who study elemental magic, they can manipulate energies and have been manipulating energies. But that is, I don't want to say it's going away. I don't necessarily know if it's going away. However, I do know that conscious energy is much more prevalent and much more powerful. And everyone has these gifts, but they don't know. They're either ignorant of the fact that they have them, or ignorant of how to use them. Or insecure about how to use them. So either way, it doesn't matter where you are. It's, you know, just wherever you are, start moving from there. Okay. So with polarity, it's about the balance. Okay. So, you know, you got one in and the, it's opposite, black and white. Okay. Well, balance is gray. All right. The polarity of green and blue. I'm sorry, of yellow and blue. The polarity of yellow and blue, the balance is green. Okay. So balance. But we're not talking about colors. We're talking about qualities and characteristics of being, of essences. Okay. And we want to make sure that we are balancing our energies. So as you can see, listen, and I'm sure there are books out there that can, you know, that can walk you through this. I'm just sharing with you my experiences. So you're introduced to this language. And like I said, a lot of these energy systems, these are whole different they're different languages because they have their own vernacular or I forgot the other word that I'm looking for, but syntax. It has its own language, and you need to become familiar with those languages so that you can understand how the energy is set up or established. What is the process? Okay, what are the components? What is the process? And then how to use it. So you can't even jump in wanting to just start using it or manipulating it right away. First of all, just identify it. What is it? Where is it? And how does it work? Just understand it. That may take, you know, a week, a month, or a year, depending on your availability, how fast and how far you move, period. So it's about the balance, okay? So, and another reason why energy centers, okay, so that's your inner balance. But also, as you incorporate external experiences, they will have less of an effect on you. And this is really the name of the game, folks, okay? Yes, you want to understand your energy centers, whichever one you use, it doesn't matter. You want to become astute in it, okay, to the point where when you think of your heart chakra, you know, you automatically know the type of energy that should be flowing from that area. Remember, it all moves in a circular motion, but there you have, you know, your love, your harmony, your beauty, your Christ consciousness, your perfect, you know, it's the synergy where spirit and man meets. Okay, and so when you think of the heart energy, or when you think of the Tiferet Sephirot, this is what comes not only to mind but to feeling, because it is the feeling is what attracts, you know, like energy. Okay, so and that's what we want to bear in mind. So become familiar with the virtues as well as the vices, and embodying a balanced feeling of the energy. Okay, and that's what you can work towards, or what we all want to work towards. Particularly, like I said, because as things happen in the physical world, and those are things for the most part, you know, whether we perceive we have control over it or not, if it is an experience, it is our experience. And it is ours to have, good, bad, or indifferent. How we process the experience is what is critical to our growth or lack thereof. And that's why identifying your energy centers and balancing yourself. Okay, when you think about Yesod, and it's independence and individualism. But independence and individualism is not narcissistic. You have to understand it is more so an expression of spirit. Okay, it's an independent spirit or a soul, the individualism, the individuated spirit or soul. That's what we're focusing on, your individuated spirit, your soul. So not, you know, independence or individualism on a different scale. Okay, so we're not talking about severing yourself, or the lone wolf, not that type. So this is why I say you have to become versed in the vernacular. That's just on an intellectual level. That's only going to help you to process it so that you can understand feeling it, so you can process it energetically. When I say feel it, I'm talking about energetically feeling it, okay? And hod, and the pronunciation will vary, people. The virtue is truthfulness, but the vice is criticism. Criticism can be truthful. But it's the delivery, you know, it's the delivery. There could be truth in it, but if you're whining and complaining, visualize the energy that comes with that, you know. Just think about the energy that comes with criticism. Someone has criticized you, and how did you feel? Was there a cringing inside? You know, did you feel like, you know, somebody's trying to tear you down? Or break you down? Or did you actually feel unworthy? Because it's all, like I said, it's all in how you process the experience. Someone can be trying to, someone could be criticizing you, and you can observe it and see, oh, this person is trying to, you know, tear down my spirit or break down, you know, my resolve. Or you actually can embody it and say to yourself, question yourself, you know, am I good enough? Am I worthy? You know, and it's easy to say, oh, no, I wouldn't embody it. But you would if you were a child. Okay. Or you would if it came from someone that you loved and trusted. And even though they may be coming from a place of love, it doesn't mean that it's not harmful. This is what I mean about getting in touch with your energy centers. You are the authority. What you allow to affect you, okay? What you allow yourself to absorb. Now, you can absorb it willingly or through inertia. Do nothing. Okay. All right. We got 5 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, I knew that tackling this topic. So this will have to be I'll have to discuss this more because I didn't really touch on the middle path, which is more. The middle path is just a path. It's a path of with the chakras, there is a straight path. OK. And that's how those energies work, going up that path. Kundalini energy is a middle path practice. With the tree of life, there is a middle path, but there is, because it is a tree, it has branches. So there is a middle path which allows you to tap into it allows you to invoke and evoke rapidly. Okay, but you have to be in balance. You have to be in balance to have that type of access, and that's a practice. It takes time. You have to get there. Okay. So I did touch on it. So the good thing is, okay. So I'll just go ahead and start wrapping up. So find an energy practice, so to speak. Okay, an energy system that you are willing to adopt as your own. And like I said, I'll use chakra. Now, I study Kabbalah, but, I'm a Reiki master, so I use chakras as well. Like I said, it's part of just cleansing and clearing on a daily basis. Whereas for something more methodical and with a lot of longevity for the long haul is my, my Kabbalah studies or Kabbalah studies and the Sephiroth and the Tree of Life. So as you can see, I'm still a newbie at this. I'm learning, but it is so wonderful to understand how we work, as human and spirit. How do we work? And that's the name of the game for me, understanding the process to oneness, how to return back to oneness. We are here at the physical level, and, we will eventually return to perfection and oneness with the absolute. But also while there is that grand travel or that grand trip, that return back home, there are also so many multiple journeys back and forth. Between super consciousness and manifestation. So bear that in mind as well. This is not like this is just, a single activity. The universe is so complex. It is beautifully complex. So just embrace the love. And, the reason I want us to get in touch with our energy centers, because as chaos continues externally in our physical world, it is utterly important, significant, critical, crucial that we have a spiritual groundedness, a focusness, a centeredness, an anchor that keeps us tethered to spirit. All right, that's what I have, ladies and gentlemen, for One for All is Love this Sunday, November 22nd. I hope you enjoyed it. I will continue the conversation. I will certainly post for next Sunday's show, but I'd like to continue the conversation and probably get more in depth. Feel free to send your questions or comments to oneforallislove@gmail.com. Visit me at facebook.com, oneforallislove, or Sonia Spirit. Have a great day. I love you. Goodbye. Mwah.